We have a lot of stuff. The spring is always, you know, you got walk season. You got a lot of. I'm going to be at the Junior Achievement, their Hall of Fame event tonight in downtown Hartford. I'm going to be emceeing that. It's going to be a lot of fun. And there's just a lot of great things to start participating and doing. And, you know, May 18th, I think, is a good date. I believe it's May 18th. Jennifer Cretella from ASRC joining us now. Good morning, Jennifer. How are you?
Good. How are you?
I'm good. So ASRC is Autism Services and Resources of Connecticut. Is that what it stands for?
It is what it stands for. Okay. And they are, it's actually a smaller organization that's part of a larger organization called Clifford Beers Community Care Center.
Got it. Okay. And then you have a big walk at Quinnipiac on the 18th of May.
Yes, we do. Sunday, May 18th at Quinnipiac University's North Haven campus. We are hosting the 28th annual Walk for Autism and Resource Fair.
So what's at the fair?
So the Resource Fair is actually a great place for families to come and connect with professionals, providers, and other businesses that support the autism community, from everything from clinical-based services like ABA therapy to family fun activities like cruises that are designated specifically to families that have a child or a family member on the autism spectrum.
And that's the 18th on the North Haven campus of Quinnipiac University. We're talking with Jennifer Cretella from ASRC at Clifford Beers. Excuse me. You know, it's always good to check in on autism and the spectrum. I mean, in general, how are things going? Like in terms of data points, diagnoses, you know, prevalence. Like, where are we in America as it relates to autism?
Yeah. So, just in the last 5 years. The data that has come out, so in 2020, the most recent data is that 1 in 36 kids are actually being diagnosed with autism, which is actually up quite substantially since around 2016, when it was about 1 in 64. So you can see the huge jump. Some of that is because families and kids are starting to get more access to being able to get a diagnosis,
right,
than they were able to several years ago. But in general, I think people are just more familiar with what autism is and what it looks like and what are some of the developmental challenges are. And so those numbers have risen quite substantially.
So that's 2020. When will we get a fresh set of data points?
You know, that's a good question. I see that they do research and evaluations probably every 6 to 8 years. So it might be a bit before we see another statement around what it looks like now. But that's where we are as of right now.
And we're talking with Jennifer Cretella from ASRC at Clifford Beers. I mean, obviously, as a smaller entity among a bigger fabric and network, you know, I don't know what, if any, is there concern about federal funding or the current fundraising environment? I mean, how are things, you know, on the macro looking these days?
Yeah, so obviously every day we are worried about state and federal funding. You know, we never know if that's going to quickly come to a halt. Fundraising as a whole has been a little challenging right now based on, the state that we are in and the current climate. Businesses are also kind of keeping a tight hold on budgets and spending money wisely and not frivolously. And, you know, we have noticed this year that we have seen a bit of a shift in the way in which people are coming and supporting this event. We still have tons of support, but it's shifted a little bit from where it was, and folks are are certainly trying to maintain a tight budget in case things should continue to shift economically.
So that's why stuff like May 18th on the North Haven campus of Quinnipiac is a big deal with the Autism Walk and Resource Fair. Where can people go for some information?
Yeah, so they can check us out on the website. It's they can go to ctwalkforautism.com. That website will provide them all the details on the walk. The walk is actually from 10 to 1. Registration opens up at 8 a.m. and they can register on there. It is free to register, but we do encourage fundraising. And all the details will be right there on that website, including how to register.
All right, so ctwalkforautism.com. Best of luck, Jennifer, on the 18th, and obviously all the work you do, we appreciate it.
Great. Thank you so much for having me on.
All right, Jennifer Cortella, ASRC, their Autism Walk is on May 18th, and they do a ton of, you know, in the years past, you know, Matt's fundraiser at the Meriden Elks has gone towards them, but you're doing Camp Nerdin, and we met the folks at Camp. Is it Nerdin? Is that the
yeah? Yeah,
Camp Nerdin, we met them at McGee Middle School. Because how much did the check at McGee go for?
I think it was 200, 250 maybe.
Awesome. And they were so psyched.
And yeah, Lori and Victoria are great over there, and
yeah, they came out and took the picture.
Unbelievable.
And then all your proceeds, and then your thing is this Sunday.
This Sunday, it's coming up quick. We're frantically putting baskets together for raffles, and yeah, it's going to be good.
What do you like the best? Well, give me a couple good ones for like raffle items.
We have an e-tricycle.
Really?
That's like a $900 e-tricycle that one of my buddies donated because he does like reviews on them. And yeah, he gave me one to do a raffle. Yankee tickets.
That's not that good.
Yeah, it's not that good. Yard Goats, Tim Restall donated a basket and some gift cards as well. Nice. He always does. It's great. Yeah, we have a bunch of stuff.
What did Paul Mercurio do?
Paul Mercurio has two VIP tickets to a Stephen Colbert taping in New York, too, and gave me the giveaway. So
that's pretty sweet.
Yeah.
And then bunch booze of stuff. And baby stuff. I mean, it's yeah. Like...
For everybody. We have kids' baskets.
If you want to donate, and it's such a great grassroots event, you know, Matt's wife, is she cooking again?
She will be helping, but Madison DePasquale, the shot put I just did in sports, her aunt, Danielle, and her husband, Jonas, is going to do most of the cooking.
But either way,
kitchen,
it's like local food made by the people who are there. You got the bingo side of it, and everyone sort of knows each other. It's just, if you want like a down-homey kind of event that goes towards a really great cause, you should go to the Meriden Elks Club. It starts, it goes 1 to 6?
Yeah, 1 to 6. It was 1 to 5 last year, and we bled over with all the raffles, so we're like, let's just add an extra hour to let people know.
And I'm going to be there at the beginning. I'm taking my son to Boston in the afternoon, so I'll be there like right at 1 o'clock.
Nice.
And I think I'll drag Max with me, so we'll go straight to Boston.
Get a bite to eat and then head over to Boston.
Something like that. And you can't, honestly, if you don't walk away with some raffle prize, then that's on you. So definitely say hello, and Matt will be there with his family. It's always really nice, and I think Morgan's going to show up. Mark is trying, so we should be somebody from the show there as well. And again, it's 1 p.m. to 6 p.m. at the Meriden Elks Club, and all of it goes towards Camp Nerdin, which gives it's camp for special needs, not just kids but adults as well.
Yeah.
It's just a really good organization. You're